Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here every week, every Wednesday at noon, with more information and insight into the issues of aging. Assets and Aging is California's single best source for information on the issues of aging. Thank you for listening. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the hell they're talking about. Secondly, I have a California insurance license, but it doesn't have anything to do with this podcast. But some idiot says I have to tell you that. It's right here in Sacramento, here in California. Also, I have a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only. I got a beaut to talk about today. You'll want to listen to this. You really will. This is a lawsuit filed by the Attorney General of the state of California, Mr. Becerra, and the plaintiff is Jennifer Kent, director of the California Department of Healthcare Services, the largest department in the state of California, bigger than education. 13 million people on Medi-Cal in California, plus they handle all kinds of other stuff. This is a lawsuit against the estate of a 94-year-old man against, we're not sure who, but her heirs. And I'm not going to give you their names. You can look this case up. This case was filed in Fresno County on the 1st of January the 11th of this year. It is Fresno County Superior Court, case number 19CEC. That's Charlie Echo Charlie. G is in Georgia, 00159. So Fresno County Superior Court case 19CEC, G00159. You can look up the case. I'm holding it. Hear that? I'm holding the printed case in my hands. It's 3 pages long. Now, how would you like to get a letter from the Attorney General of the state of California and the Director of the Department of Healthcare Services that says your dad or whoever this guy, whoever the relative was, your relative died and we're suing you? What are they suing for? Well, this person, Mr. Ramirez, you can look up the case if you want all the other names, but died. And he died after receiving health care from Medi-Cal. Yes, it's health care. And the state of, I'll read in a minute from the complaint and you'll see it's health care. And the state of California, they're suing two, I don't know if they're children, it doesn't say, it just says, suing one of the children who received property from the dead person, Mr. Ramirez. And then they're also suing 1 through 20 John Doe's. It just says Doe's 1 through 20. They are suing this family for, are you ready for this? Wow, what could they be? How much could they sue for, Bob? They're suing this family for $59,769.46 plus interest plus costs and anything else they can think of. $59,769.46. I'm not making it up. I'm reading from the complaint from the estate of a dead 94-year-old. They've been trying to go after this money since 2016 or 2015. Now, this family probably has to pay for an attorney. My guess is the only asset this man had was his house. I don't know that but they're going after the estate. My guess is the only asset this man had was probably a house, and the family inherited the house, well, they the state of California wants $59,000. Now, there's so many comments I could make here, but I have to rein myself in. Now, listen to what this was for. They're suing this family for $59,769.46 for health care services provided to the decedent and for health care premiums for his benefit. I couldn't make this up if I tried. I'm reading from the complaint. So when people say this can't happen, the law has been changed, this can't happen, I'm telling you, I'm looking at a complaint filed on January the 11th, 2019, filed by the Attorney General of the State of California and the Director of the Department of Healthcare Services, for $59,769.46 plus interest and costs. Now, here's the real tragedy. Somebody missed the boat. Somebody did lousy planning because none of this should have happened. It would have been so easy to protect that, but somebody didn't do it. I don't know who, because I don't have all the particulars of the case, but it so would have been so simple to do it, but they chose not to plan. A state recovery against the probate estate of people in nursing homes is still on in California, folks. It hasn't gone away. If you're concerned for your family, yourself, and you have no plan, and you just hope this is all going to go work out, look up this case and find out what's happening to this family, because I'm sure they've had to go hire attorneys. They've been fighting this for a couple years, probably trying to pay for it out of their own pocket. They're now being sued by the Attorney General of the State of California and the Director of the Department of Healthcare Services. You can scroll down my website. My phone number's there. My workshops are there. My email address is there. My newsletter is there. In my last newsletter, I had more information on this. So make sure you get the information you need. Make sure you have a plan. Don't become the victim of a $59,000 lawsuit where you wind up fighting the state of California because your parent, your mom, your dad, somebody wound up needing health care, and after they died, they left it to their family and the state sued their family. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, look up the case. Fresno County Superior Court Case 19-CECG 00159. If I can help, my phone number, my email address, all of that stuff is right there in front of you on my website. My upcoming workshop this Saturday is right in front of you. You can sign up and you can make sure that this doesn't happen to you or to your family. Thanks so much for listening to Assets and Aging. Look forward to seeing you on the radio, or not seeing you, but hearing you on the radio, seeing you at my upcoming workshop, or next week on my weekly podcast right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Be good. We'll see you soon. Make sure you get to the workshop this Saturday. Bye-bye.